tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Not feeling so hot this morning because of Julio Jones not putting up 11 points in the half-point BPR. It was frustrating, I'm upset, but I'm here doing my job anyway. This is why they brought me here. Corey Parson, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much, chilling, getting ready for week 12. We are past week 11, so now it's time to turn our focus to week 12, getting over so close to the fantasy football playoffs. So time to make your advances and get ready for that stretch run. Good morning, everyone.
Scott Engel, you're the king. What's going on?
Yeah, night of mixed results. Pulled out two fantasy victories, close ones, thanks to Jimmy Graham. But at the same time, not good seeing the Seahawks lose, but hell, we move on.
Anxious, excited for week 12, 52 and a half hours till kickoff on Thursday. Let's get this on.
All right, week 12 is just a couple of days away. Monday Night Football from Monday night. The Seahawks fell. Blair Walsh missed another kick. This one, 52 yards. He kicked it about 50. That's not going to get the job done. Scotty, will Blair Walsh have a job this time tomorrow?
I don't know. Yeah, they really should get rid of him. He was one of the big reasons why they lost the Washington game.
Yep.
But you know, I don't know how much the big blame goes to Pete Carroll last
sure.
night. You know, we saw it at the end of Super Bowl 49. As much as I like Pete Carroll and he's done some wonderful things in Seattle, you know, sometimes he tries to get too cute or overthink it.
You know, it's interesting. He blew it, I thought, with a terrible field goal call. Russell Wilson is the reason they were in this game, although he made some snap decisions at the end that I did not love from Russell Wilson. But he was trying to make a play, and I completely understand that. I get what he was thinking, although it didn't work out in his favor. But listen, you know, game on the line, a 52-yard kick. You're a professional. He kicked it right down the middle. You gotta have a leg to do that. 52 yards in the NFL is a kick you've got to make. We've seen Jake Elliott hit one from 62 yards to win a football game. When you're at 52 yards, you got to hit it.
This isn't college. I mean, college, you don't expect him to make it.
No, but in the NFL, you do. In the
NFL,
that's
why they brought you here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's why Russell be looking crazy on the side. Does Russell have any friends yet?
Jimmy Graham's his friend.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And Jimmy Graham.
Ezekiel's making a lot of friends because he's suspended right now and he can hang out. Yeah,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, but people in the locker room don't dislike him.
No, I guess they do now because he let his teammates down.
He didn't let Roger Goodell did.
Matt, when it comes to Tevin Coleman, 20 carries on Monday night, what'd you think there?
He got saved by the touchdown. It happened early, thank God. So you got that. But, you know, he got the 20 carries. I thought he'd be more involved in the pass-catching game. I thought that was the strategy to implement last night versus Seattle. That run defense is still strong, but, you know, they kept plugging away. But he got you the points.
Yes, he did. And he got another touchdown taken away. When we come back, who are the running backs we're looking to on the waiver wire for week 12? We'll tell you next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Look through the waiver wire, and what do you find? That is the question we have in week 12. I know there's not much money left to spend, but
very little.
But there could be guys out there that you want to pick up. And the number one guy on that list, without question, is Samaje Perine. Pirine, the man in Washington at the moment. And if he is out there, which he probably, which he very well could be, I know people picked him up last week in CBS Sports League. He is owning, you know, only 80% of leagues, much less in Yahoo's. It's crazy how different this could be, by the way. Like, it's crazy.
How much is CBS?
CBS, he's owns 80% of leagues.
Yeah, well, Yahoo, you got those dead leagues that just draft.
Is CBS that what it is? More of a 12 team and Yahoo more of a 10? I don't know.
So Corey was saying that you just draft in Yahoo. Is those
you got those dead leagues that people trying to hop in drafts and stuff like that, or people really, really less experienced, not running waivers and making pickups.
And you don't
and
have
stuff
that
like
CBS,
that.
You have to pay for it, right?
CBS, you have to pay for it, so you have a more dedicated owner.
Gotcha, because it's very, very different. In Yahoo, it's like he's only owned like 35% of leagues.
Yeah, that's children.
Yeah, so there you go. So make sure Samaje Perine is not out there. He's not out there for the picking in your league, wherever you're playing. He is the number one guy to pick up this week on the waiver wire. Then we gotta do this thing again, Corey. We gotta go back to the well, I think.
All right, who are we talking about?
Your boy.
Which one?
Devontae Booker.
Yeah, now you got to pick him up. He should be owned. I just don't know when he's going to be able to get you comfortably in your starting lineup.
Devontae Booker led this team in carries this week, in snaps, I believe. I don't know if I want anything to do with this, like I said to you previously, but he's owned in just 23% of fantasy leagues, according to CBS.
Yeah, he needs to be owned in much more leagues than that. I've been rostering the dude all damn season, so you're not preaching to the choir with this one. But you know what kind of opportunities he has if he gets the full workload. And listen, that offense is really taking a turn down, so I'm not as high as I was on him at one point. But I do think he can be a player that you can start decently as an RB2. CJ Anderson, you know what I'm saying? I feel bad for the kid, but son was crying the other day. It was kind of wild. It was very tough to look at.
That was a hard watch. I did feel bad.
I felt bad for him too, because you see that the true commitment to the team and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And then John Elway calls these dudes soft. I'm like, hey, what are you doing, son?
Not a good look by John Elway.
No, uh-uh.
It's a bad looking look by John Elway. Yeah. So there you go.
The old ass didn't win nothing. You was 40 before you won something.
Elway was pretty amazing.
Nah, he was. He didn't win no chip, though. He had the helicopter joint.
He had nobody there. He was carrying that team.
For years. I
mean, he had no running game.
What, he had two of them, I think? Yeah.
He went back-to-back chips. Yeah. First AFC team to win a chip in like 20 years. He might
still be, to this day, my favorite quarterback.
Really?
Really?
He was so good. I mean, he really was, and he had nobody.
You picked up Devontae Booker this week?
I mean, I would want to have him on my bench. And as far as this point of the season, do I feel comfortable putting certain people on my roster? There's some people that are going to make it in if, you know, like Corey Davis. I'm hoping.
He's going in there this week. This has got to be the week.
But he's going in. Like, if you have Robert Woods and you got to put him on your bench, I'm doing that in a couple of leagues. I'm putting Corey Davis.
This is the week right here.
Now I'm expecting Corey Davis to deliver.
He's getting the targets.
Yeah, he's at Indianapolis.
We've talked so much about Corey Davis. What I noticed with the Clippers last week is that they were really targeted, like looking for Mike Williams a lot. Mm. You know, there's another big talent there. Like, we looked at Corey Davis. We're waiting for it to happen. He missed a lot of time. Mike Williams missed a lot of time. That's the kind of guy where I don't think anybody's taking a flyer on him. And he could bust out soon. He's got a lot of talent himself.
We'll talk about
so many pieces in
there. We'll talk about Mike Williams when we get to the waiver wire wide receivers. Thanks for looking at the rundown.
I was just about to say, let's get back to the running backs.
Appreciate that very much. Samaje Perine is number one. Scott, Devontae Booker was number two.
Right.
Would you rather own Devontae Booker or Matt Forte?
Matt Forte's been useful, but when is Matt Forte coming back? It's like we just don't know about that.
Sure.
So I don't want the injured guy. We don't even know when the guy's going to play again.
All we know about Matt Forte is he hurt his knee prior to the Jets' last game. He missed that game. They had the bye. We've heard no word about him. He could be back as soon as Sunday for all we know. We have no idea when it comes to Forte.
It's very murky, but they heard out definitely.
And it is versus Carolina. But he's a guy that he gets back. I want him on my bench because he was useful, as Scott was saying.
I have to say, I wanted no part of Forte this season, but he has been a productive player.
Yeah, I actually picked. The reason I asked, I picked him up in a league. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts, to be perfectly honest with you. Of course, Danny Woodhead, if he's still out there. Matt has held on to him for dear life for the first 12 weeks. So make sure you pick him up. And hey, you know, if these Miami guys, Kenny and Drake, Damian Williams, people are getting fed up with them. They are useful pieces to have on your bench in the fantasy playoffs. I want both of them. I really do.
You know, I would want to have at least one of them on my bench. You never know who's going to go down, and you're going to have certain leagues. You can't make pickups after week 13. So, yeah, no, those guys are options. I mean, you can't just – it can't be one week you think the guy's good, and the next week you think the guy's terrible.
The – what?
I was going to ask you something, but I'll wait.
All right, cool. Other running backs that could be on there for you. I think of the Seattle guys, J.D. McKissic, who – listen, as both of you, everybody said, he's been on and off everybody's teams. Right now, according to CBS Sports, he's owned in just 14% of fantasy leagues, available in 86. I get it, Courtney, you want nothing to do with the Seattle running back, but this dude's talented.
He is talented, but how much work is he going to get?
Scott?
I think, it, you know, with McKissic and Davis, it really depends on health. I think it's going to be a timeshare. We don't know what the groin injury, like you said, Greg. We really don't.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be a split, whereas McKissic will catch passes. I don't know if there's that much of a ceiling for McKissic. Or either one of these guys. I think Davis would be the goal line back and the inside runner, and that's ideally how they would want to do it. So, but you're not going to start either one of these guys in your fantasy playoffs.
Ideally.
Yeah.
You know, ideally. Sometimes you might have to.
But you might need him this week to get to the fantasy playoffs.
If I had to play one, it would be McKissic.
It would
both
definitely.
Healthy, yeah. The PPR, you got to go with the pass catching back.
I agree.
You have to hope with McKissic that he hits. Like, yeah. It's one of those plays where he eludes two tackles downfield, or like we saw in the game against Indianapolis, like Wilson hits him with a deep pass. There's, you know, there's not much of a floor there with McKissic, I don't think.
Well, you got to hope he catches like five passes. And
yeah.
Essentially, last night, I don't want to say it was fluky because it wasn't, but Atlanta has traditionally been very bad against pass-catching running backs. It was a really good spot for J.D. McKissic last night. Scott's right. You got to get it. You got to hit this right when you start, and if you start J.D. McKissic.
Yeah, because in the passing game, you know, there's going to be Graham, there's going to be Baldwin, there's going to be Richardson, there's going to be Lockett. He's going to be like the fourth or fifth read.
I don't know if I agree with that. Like, I think Baldwin and Richardson. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right about that. He's going to be fourth or fifth at best.
Yeah.
You're right. All right. Those are the two running backs. Mike Davis, if he's healthy. Then you also have J.D. McKissic. I said Matt Forte a moment ago. Is Elijah McGuire somebody anyone wants to pick up right now?
I think when he's gotten the opportunity, he really hasn't shown any upside whatsoever. It's just, both those Jets running backs have been disappointing. The only one has been useful is Forte.
I don't know. As far as Elijah McGuire, I'm going to pass on that. I'm going to look today to see if the Redskins sign Ellington.
And that was so that is the last big name I have on this list, and that's Andre Ellington. Cut by the Cardinals, I believe. We'll find out at 4 o'clock today if anyone's claimed him. And if that's the case, we could see him end up in Washington. If that's where he ends up, I am very interested in fantasy purposes. He'd be the guy that, you know, the one guy that I want to pick up if Samaje Perine is not available.
Yeah,
Right.
Depending on your situation, I think you can almost empty the clip for Ellington.
What are you saving the money now for, obviously?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. So, I totally agree with that.
In case Tyrod Taylor get injured. No, let me stop. All benched.
I totally agree with that. Samaje Perine, number one. Certainly, Andre Ellington, though, if he gets claimed by the Redskins, he can make an immediate impact because you know that Kirk Cousins loves to throw the ball in the short space to the running back. That would be Andre Ellington.
Yes, and obviously he's not. Even if he was signed today, he's not going to be playing Thursday.
No, but he'll play after that.
Yeah. No, exactly.
He'll play after that. What about if Marlon Mack was dropped, guys?
I had to drop him in one league, unfortunately. But I mean, if he's out there and you have a bench spot, like somebody, you know, you have a seventh wide receiver that you never even use, why not? Maybe he gets to play the last few games.
Any other running backs that I've missed that are on your guys' radars for this week? Just want to make sure. I know, Scott, you like Byron Marshall a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just talking about it. And Joe Galina talks about it in his column on rotoexperts.com right now. Free agent finds. It's you want to get the handcuffs to your top running backs. If you have Todd Gurley, get Lance Dunbar.
But is Lance Dunbar the handcuff?
I think he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're thinking of giving DFS a try this week, make sure you go to Fantasy Factor because it's the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. It's free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Scott was 1,000% right. Everyone's sitting here saying Corey Davis, Corey Davis, Corey Davis. But don't sleep on Mike Williams quite yet. Not saying he's going to have before Corey Davis, but I think we need to have another Mike Williams discussion. And we're going to do that when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Make sure you check it out if you have an opportunity. All the information for you to help save someone's life is there at RotoExperts.com/DKMS. It is to try and help those that have blood cancer. They need your help. They need your bone marrow. In order to find out if you're matched, you swab your cheeks and send it back to the good people at DKMS, and they try to match you up with someone. If they find a match and you're willing to donate, it's all good, it's quick, it's easy, it's done, it's not painful. You can read all the stories, you can read all the information at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Head on over to the website as well. Scroll to the bottom of the page after you are done reading. Click the link, and then you can join a DFS contest where you can qualify to go to the Super Bowl. How do you do that? You win any DFS free roll that we present to you for weeks 1 through 16. You qualify for week 17 by winning that. You win week 17, you go to the Super Bowl in Minnesota. Just like that. RotoExperts.com/DKMS.
Yeah, I'll put Tyler Croft in my lineup this week at RotoExperts.com.
He has a bad hand and might not play, so don't do that.
Be careful with that.
Don't do that one.
He got a bad hand like you, Scott.
The wide receivers that are on the free agent wire are slim. Potentially.
Slim?
Potentially, yes.
Oh, you mean, I thought you were talking about their weight.
I don't know their weight, but potentially slim.
Look that up.
Scott, you brought up earlier Mike Williams for the Chargers. Now, he had a big game reception-wise this past week with 5, but it was a blowout against Buffalo. I don't know if there's going to be any consistency, but are you interested in picking up Mike Williams?
I think I am. You know, we talk a lot about Corey Davis. Actually, I've been stashing Mike Williams in, like, 2 leagues because we talk about Corey Davis. This guy's got a lot of talent too, and a lot of those targets he got were in the red zone. You know, we looked at how Josh Doctson sort of busted out and was a big play guy downfield and in the red zone. I think Mike Williams, you know, is incredibly talented. You know, you can make a debate about who is between him and Corey Davis. You know, it'd be fun, but I don't think you forget about this guy.
He's got a really nice schedule, I'll say that. The question is with the blowout and stuff. But, I mean, Tyrell Williams hasn't been a thing. I mean, Travis Benjamin is the ultimate boomer bust guy if they want to throw deep and stuff. So I agree with Scott. If he's somebody you can put on your bench and see how this plays out over the next couple of weeks, why not?
Speaking, I don't mind giving him a roster spot, but when you go to put him in your lineup, you have to understand there's so many targets on that team, and they spread the ball around to everybody. It's a very risky proposition.
Who are going to be the targets ahead of him, though?
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, Henry.
Is Hunter Henry ahead of him?
I don't think Hunter Henry would be ahead of him.
Melvin Gordon.
But he's a running back. He catches six, seven passes a game. If this guy is, you know, if he continues to come along, they drafted him to be one of the top targets.
What is his targets looking like?
He's going to be the number two wide receiver.
Like, I mean, that game was out of reach.
They were throwing him the ball, like, you know, before it was a blowout, too, down in the end zone. So
I would worry about putting him in my lineup.
He's going to surpass Henry. He's going to be one of the top two pass catchers, I think, at some point. And it could happen late this year.
If you look at, like you said, you got Dallas, Cleveland. In the playoffs, it shapes up nice. If he becomes a thing, obviously, you're not just, you know, throwing him in your lineup. That would be foolish. But if you did roster him, put him on your bench, and you see him starting to see a consistent amount of targets, I mean, week 15 at Kansas City, you could throw on Kansas City. That's been proven. They're like, yep, one of the worst teams. And then you have week 16 at the Jets.
There you go. So there you go. Mike Williams, it could be worth it, Scotty. I'm with you. I think it's worth a shot here and see what this kid has.
Yeah, there's a reason why they drafted him so high.
Absolutely, yeah. No question about it. But talk about running back, wide receivers, rather, that are drafted so high. And you talked about a little while ago, Matt, how good Josh Doctson can be. Josh Doctson, we said it last week, before going into this week, tough matchup against Marshawn Lattimore, that we'd rather have Jamison Crowder than Josh Doctson if he had the choice. And I went up dropping Doctson, it's been well documented. He's only owned in 44% of CBS leagues.
Josh Doctson?
Yes. He's out there.
You just go get him.
Here's the thing. Like, Crowder's starting to do his thing again, but, you know, Crowder's not going to be a red zone guy. This guy to me is kind of plays like the Marvin Jones role that Jones plays in Detroit, where if you're looking for a big play downfield, or if you're looking for a catch in the end zone, he's the guy. And the appeal to that too with the touchdown thing is if you play in a non PPR too, there's significant appeal there because there's potential for a big play yardage-wise or potential for a touchdown.
I agree, Scotty. I think, listen, I don't know what clip you have left, but I'm thinking it for Josh Doctson. With the injury to Chris Thompson, with red zone prowess, Scott's 1,000% right that ultimately Jameson Crowder's not the red zone guy. They look to Josh Doctson. They're playing pitch and catch now. And Josh Doctson's somebody I definitely want to own going forward.
I'm with you.
I knew you were.
Totally heard, so.
Would you rather have Josh Doctson or Corey Davis?
I think I'm going to stay with Corey Davis. I think Corey Davis has higher upside. This is the game he has to. This has to be the Corey Davis game, in my opinion.
I'm going to go with Josh Doctson for the record.
I'm going to go with Doctson. That I don't like Davis, but we haven't seen it from Davis, and we have from Doctson. We may see it from Davis. You know, we may see it as soon as this week. But you know, with Doctson, I know what his role is now. So I'm going to, in a very tight call, I'm going to go Doctson.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you, Corey. What about you?
I'm gonna go Doctson. I love Corey Davis. You feel what I'm saying? But Doctson is just—he's involved right now, and he should be involved going forward. I like Corey Davis a lot. I think both of them is a close call for me. I think both of them are well worthy of a roster spot and well worthy of starts. But I would just give Doctson a slight edge, being that he is like actually involved right now, while we're still kind of waiting for the Corey Davis breakout. Next week, my answer could be Corey Davis.
Sure. So Matt, on an island here this morning.
Not the same segment.
My answer is Corey Davis this week, and probably next week.
Maybe not. Who knows? We'll find out next week.
I'm not going to change my mind in the segment. I leave that to Scott.
Ryan Grant.
No, I still think you're a jerk.
Ryan Grant, Redskins wide receiver. You guys had no interest in him before, so we'll move on. No Ryan Grant. Then you go out to Cleveland, and you go with Corey Coleman, who obviously just came back from an injury, but against Jacksonville, against that Jackson 5, Corey Coleman looked really, you know, looked really, really good. 6 for 80, I think the final line was for him. According to CBSSports.com, Corey Coleman is available in 66% of leagues.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the case anymore. I mean, especially after that game against the Jackson 5, you know, if you were able to scoop him prior, and I mean, I was no way I was starting him last weekend, but you have to feel pretty good about it now.
All right, Corey Coleman or Josh Doctson?
Oh wow, that's a tough call right there. I think I get in that. Oh boy, you got Kaiser throwing you the ball though. Yikes!
I easily go Doctson. You know, more touchdown potential. Both being big play guys, but you know, give me the guy with the better quarterback too.
I'm going to surprise and say Corey Coleman. I mean, we saw Kaiser throw to him and what he did against, you know, Jacksonville, and he's there. He was the guy before this. We've seen him, as you said, we've seen him do it before, and there was a lot of hype for him coming into the season. A lot of smart people were on Corey Coleman. I hate going with the bad quarterback, but on this one, I'm going to.
Well, I have to ask you then, because you said Josh Doctson, you said Corey Coleman.
I'm going Corey Coleman.
Corey Coleman. Okay. So for you, Matt Modica, Corey Coleman or Corey Davis?
I'm going to have to say Corey Coleman. I'm going to hope it's Corey Davis. I mean, look, he's done it. I mean, he has done it, and coming into the year. So, I mean, I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping it's Corey Davis.
Very, very interesting.
I'm going to go Corey Davis. If I got to mess with a Cleveland wide receiver, I don't want to do it. I feel like Davis has more upside, and I'm worried. Even though, you know, I give credit Coleman for the good game last week, I'm very worried about reliability there.
Okay.
I mean, look, he played the two games he played, he finished. He's got 16.3 and 14 points. I mean, I don't know.
Who about you, Corey Coleman?
He did it last year.
Corey Coleman or Corey Davis?
It's a tough call right there. I just don't like picking the same shot of Deshaun Kaiser. I'm going to go Corey Davis. I can't.
Okay, so I'd like to rerun the tape from just a couple moments ago. Because Corey said, quote, I will not change my mind this segment. I'm going to leave it to you, Scott, right?
Yeah.
One moment ago.
Who did I change my mind
on? One moment ago, you said you'd rather have Josh Doctson than Corey Davis. You followed it up by saying you'd rather have Corey Coleman than Josh Doctson. Then you said you'd rather have Corey Davis than Corey Coleman, which means transitive property. Corey Davis over Josh Doctson.
No, that's not necessarily the case.
Transitive property.
Listen, I'll rank the three damn receivers.
I was not the biggest Corey Coleman guy. I saw a lot of smart people really on him. But week one, he played against Pittsburgh. He put up 16.3.
Yeah.
Last week, he played against Jacksonville. He put up 14 points. I mean,
that's 1-2 in secondary in the NFL right now.
So, I mean, for me, and he did some things last year, and people were looking for him to take this next step. He came back. I got to roll with him. As much as I love the other two guys, I got to roll with Corey.
Anybody pick up Josh Gordon?
I'm not messing with Josh Gordon.
No. I really don't want to mess with Cleveland wide receivers anyway.
I don't want to, but you're seeing what this guy has done against 1-2. So, I mean, to me, it's how do you say no? Like I said, I would have told nobody to start him last week. I wouldn't have started him on my team. But
all right,
somebody's going to catch the ball in Cleveland.
Good point.
There you go.
The other team does sometimes.
Which is actually probably better for him.
Yeah.
A couple of other wide receivers that are out there. We mentioned Bruce Ellington. Bruce Ellington is out there. We talked about him a lot. Yeah. And then last week, we talked about Dontrell Inman. Dontrell Inman, someone from Chicago. I mentioned Adam Shaheen earlier. Dontrell Inman, any interest here, guys?
Mildly, but the thing is, he's not the type of guy with the bye weeks over that you're going to consider for your lineup at all. If you do, you got a queasy feeling in your stomach.
Probably so. And then Matt, if Tyrod Taylor does start, Zay Jones has been better.
Zay Jones is a guy that, I mean, I'll put a dollar on Zay Jones and see if I can get him.
I think you should. Streamers, next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, presented, of course, by DX Racer. And, guys, Corey, at the beginning of the show, you were the one that said, listen, I'm looking at the quarterbacks this week, and you obviously have had struggles, and you want to stream a quarterback, and you kind of like what's out there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Never mind. Yeah, no, I do want. I think I'd like some of the things that are out there. Let's start with JB, Jacoby Brissett. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And Brissett. He's home against Tennessee's secondary. I love that. You get T.Y. and Brissett at home versus the trash secondary. I think I'm definitely in for streaming J.B. this week.
Jacoby
not James Brown.
But the question will be,
jump back. Kiss myself. So beautiful.
You never heard of James Brown before. James Brown Christmas album is very good.
No, he knows who James Brown is. He's a broadcaster.
I know who James Brown is. I'm sorry that I know my broadcasters in the industry.
I love James Brown. I've met JB twice.
There you go. James Brown is a great announcer. Legendary singer as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Jacoby Brissett, I spoke about Tyler Croft not playing. We got to make sure Jacoby Brissett gets out of this concussion protocol.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, you just never know with this, you know.
I would follow up on the practice reports. Like last week, we kind of knew. I mean, Phillip Rivers plays all the time, and we knew he took every single snap in practice. So
now, Chuck Pagano believes Jacoby Brissett's going to play this week. But hey, we are now 2 weeks later, and he's still in this protocol. I want to make that clear. He should have been in immediately. He should have been taken out of the game against Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago. He was not. So he goes in the protocol. He did not get out of it in a week. He is now on week two inside the concussion protocol. Maybe he's making progress. Maybe he's not. We don't know. So if your waivers run, Corey, before we find anything, don't make Brissett the only guy, because that's what happened last week. It didn't work out.
Yeah, no, it's going to happen again this week, too, because it's Brissett and it's Taylor on that team. So you know what I'm saying?
Well, you gotta pick another guy up.
$0 left.
No $0 bids.
Yeah, so don't play with $0 bids.
One of these dudes going to have to hit. And I think it's going to be JB. At least I'm hoping it's going to be JB. But I do like JB's matchup this week, so I would get him out there. As far as other streamers go.
Well, why don't I start right there? The other guy in your team, Tyrod Taylor.
I don't look at Tyrod as a streamer.
Well, I think you're going to have to. I'd
rather play JB over Tyrod this week.
You would?
I would play JB over Tyrod this week, too.
Very interesting. Scott, would you do the same?
Yeah, I would do it. I definitely want Jacoby Brissett this week. And, you know, it's not just a secondary. You know, he can take off as a running quarterback, too. And he can score a touchdown. You know,
if Tyrod was at home, I would like it better.
This is the new NFL. You know, it's where the quarterbacks are mobile. You know, the pocket passer is. Look, Tom Brady should be the MVP, but, you know, the pocket passer is starting to fade.
Until you get somebody that's great in the pocket.
Sure.
You know,
it seems like all of these new young quarterbacks are mobile. Have some sort of mobility. Even look at Jared Goff and Carson Wentz.
Let's pocket passer, but you have to be able to move in the pocket. Look at Aaron Rodgers is a fine example of that. He can move by himself time. You don't always have to be running to get it done.
Yeah, this is the new quarterback. He has some sort of mobility. You know, it's not like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Eli Manning anymore.
Well, I think so. I totally agree. We've said that, right? Yeah. You have to be able to move around. You don't have to be Russell Wilson, but you have to be able to move in that pocket.
Exactly. You have to make people miss. And, you know, give Brady credit. You know, he's not the most mobile guy, but he's certainly got excellent footwork. You know, for some escapability.
I'm glad you're giving Brady credit.
He is the MVP.
TFB
indeed.
Tom friggin' Brady.
Yeah, it's all what the F stands for.
What?
So it's all
I'm trying to help
for.
Him out.
He doesn't need your help. He knows what TFB stands
protecting
for.
Protecting him.
I have to keep myself from saying a four-letter word that starts with an S every day.
You mentioned a second ago, Corey, that you don't believe Tyrod Taylor is a streamer. Bill doesn't even believe he was a starting quarterback.
Yeah, but I'm much smarter than Mr. McDermott. I probably should be in charge of the organization at this point. But, yeah, if Tyrod's a starter, I don't look at him as a starter, especially going up against Kansas City's defense. I think he's a starter in the 12-team league.
What about Andy Dalton this week against the Browns?
Well, let's talk about
Mr. Sussman control the show?
Let's just get...
Why everybody won't be the point guard?
Let's just continue with Tyrod Taylor here. Corey believes he's a rock-solid quarterback 12 that... Listen... If you don't have one of the 12 quarterbacks ahead in Scott's rankings this week or in Jake's rankings this week, you need to put Tyrod Taylor out there. Matt, do you agree?
I mean, this week I'm not super excited about Tyrod Taylor, but in fantasy he seems to always get the points. I'm going to go on the adage that the Chiefs are going to pretty much whoop up on the Bills this week. I don't care who's quarterback. And, you know, maybe there's that garbage time. We've seen what he did against the Jets in garbage time. So he's probably always going to be around that borderline quarterback one.
It's legitimate task this week, Tyrod Taylor or Dak Prescott.
I think it's definitely a legitimate task this week. And I think my answer is always going to be the same, Scotty. It comes down to if Tyron Smith plays.
I tell you, even if Tyron Smith plays, I'm not starting Dak. It's a short week. Joe Bosa's coming to town. 21 sacks in 22 career games. They got a good secondary. This team, on a short week, I am nervous. I know it's a must-win for the Cowboys, but it's also for the Chargers can make some hay now. I mean, they're like, a game out of the wild card? So
very, very important game for both teams.
I don't want to overreact.
Excellent points, short week, et cetera. Right now, the weapons are not looking good. You know, Dez Bryant, you know, looks like a slow tight end or something like that. The protection... Look, it helps getting Smith back, but there's other sides of the line that always haven't held up their end as well.
The rest of the line is fine. The rest of the line is that are out there.
No.
That's
a mid-range ranked offensive line. They were getting smashed from the other side, too.
The rest of the line is fine. Outside that one trouble area right there, the rest of the line is fine.
Start calling glasses.
No, I'm telling the truth. The loss of George Fant made that O-line better. But, what I will say is I wouldn't overreact. This is a home game. This is a must win, and this is Thanksgiving. So I wouldn't overreact when I'm taking Dak out of my lineup. But I do agree that I would probably start Tyrod Taylor over Dak this week. I think that's in play.
I don't know if Thanksgiving has anything to do with it.
I just think
I can't take the last time they lost on Thanksgiving.
The Chargers, they always do find a way to lose games. I mean, they really
they do.
It's comical how they do. But I mean, I just like this match. I think they're like a wounded animal right now, the Cowboys. So that does scare me. But I just like this Chargers team. I think this is the game where they can catapult, continue this momentum, take advantage of the short week.
They're not going to win this game. They're not going to win.
Okay.
The Clippers will not win this game.
The Dallas Cowboys all time on Thanksgiving are 30-18-1.
Yeah.
30-18.
It's the next week that's important. Yeah.
They weren't going to lose to Philly either, I thought.
Well, by the time you got to Tyron Smith and Sean Lee, that was a different story.
Excuses. Well, how about that?
What I'm saying
is. What a hypocrite.
You saw what the spread was.
So who's next?
As compared to the week before.
Who's next?
Okay.
Up next, I have Phillip Rivers against the Dallas Cowboys.
Love
it.
Yep. Do you like it more than some of the other guys we're talking about? Jacoby Brissett and Tyrod Taylor?
I think I might like it more.
Yeah.
Rivers won like 18 points last time. It's like, I think there's like a 20-point floor there.
You got to love Keenan Allen again. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. And maybe Mike Williams, who we just
That'd
talked
be
about.
Nice if they give him the ball like they did
Mike
last
Williams
time.
Is a daily play. Yeah.
Mike Williams.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS.
I mean, I'm going to be pretty much starting any Charger I have. I mean, Austin Eckler is a possible flex option.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I would go that far.
He
that was luck last week. They was blowing him out, and then he got the garbage time work when they put the
50. Yeah, I know it's been luck, but it was luck against Jacksonville, too. But now they got Dallas, and I mean, Dallas was just every running back, and I'm not going at you, Corey, but every running back was shredded.
No, I saw it.
So, I don't know.
It wasn't Eckler.
I think the Eckler play is risky.
I agree.
It's definitely risky. It could pan out, though.
You're right.
Yeah.
Two more quarterbacks.
Would you rather play Eckler or Devontae Booker?
I'd rather play Eckler.
Eckler.
That's just purely matchup-based and better offense.
Exactly. I'd rather play Eckler as well. Two more quarterbacks on the list here. That is Case Keenum, Minnesota. Got the weapons, faces Detroit, also on Thanksgiving.
This is a tough game. This, to me, is going to be really
It's a very tough game.
They played earlier in the season. That was about 14-7 game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more like a 17-13 game or a 17. I think this is going to be a tough matchup. I'm hoping, you know, Diggs busts a couple of big plays or McKinnon and guys that I have and Thielen is always a beast. But it's going to be tough because I do like their home. I always like the home team on the short week.
Yep.
And Matthew Stafford Marvin Jones has really been that guy that you just can't sleep on him. But I do think Golden Tate bounces back even against his tough defense.
From a fantasy perspective, I can't do Keenum this week. You look at the game log. He's had two good games. He's two very good games, one good game, and then the rest has either been average or below average. So, I think people get confused when they talk about Keenum from the football to the fantasy perspective. And they look at that big four-touchdown game. It was kind of an anomaly fantasy-wise. The guy's done a very nice job NFL-wise, but fantasy-wise, I don't put him in the same conversation with these other guys.
I wouldn't start him this week. I would not. He's not a guy, but he does have really good weapons. But this week,
yeah.
I'm
can't bench the receivers, but, you know, look, it could be, you know, one guy has 100 yards and no touchdowns, 100-plus yards and no touchdowns. The other guy has 50 yards and a touchdown, you know.
Absolutely, right.
I am looking forward to that.
Last quarterback here on my list, that is Andy Dalton, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, faces the Browns, Scott.
Yeah, he's at home. He's, you know, he's got enough weapons. If Tyler Croft is able to play, he's a good play. So I think you got to like Dalton, maybe 2-plus touchdown passes.
All right, so nice spot for Andy Dalton.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to play him if I have him.
Okay, so a lot of good streaming options as quarterback predicting. We'll come back. We'll talk to the Olin kid next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Five of the program, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Angle, the King, Wall Street, Matt Modica, Corey Farson as well. Hey!
Oh.
And we're also including right now the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. What's going on, Jakey?
What's going on, Greg? I felt like you were staring into my soul.
Oh.
Wow, that's deep.
That is deep. I'm staring at your soul because you were wrong, Jake. You were wrong last night.
About?
What Julio Jones would do.
How was I wrong about what Julio Jones would do?
You told me he would get my 11 points, and he didn't.
What'd he get?
In a halfway BVR, he got 9 and change.
Well, too bad for you. He got me what I needed.
It's kind of mean. But okay, fair enough.
You came out.
I was off by a point and a half. You come tweet at me and talk about wringing my neck like the rest of the people.
All right, you will receive a tweet from me momentarily.
Did you tweet at Jake?
I'm going to now. He asked me to.
That's not nice.
Why? He asked me to. Huh. I do want to ask you this, Jake. A couple of questions this morning. Number one, what did you think of Eli Manning giving a speech before the game on Sunday?
Oh,
we've never heard of that. Evidently, he gave a fiery speech before the win against Kansas City.
Let's go!
That doesn't seem like his personality, for one. That's been the biggest thing about him. He's kind of been the quiet, stoic leader. So that actually surprises me, for one. And then two, I don't know why he did it. I don't know why are they trying to win at this point.
Well, no one can try to lose.
Whatever happened to Eli and the helmet thing?
It just went away.
Yeah,
it just went away. Don't worry about it. The second question I have for you actually regards on target. I listened to the first Monday Moment. It went great. I gave Corey the impression of it from yesterday's show, where the caller literally gave us the exact quote, including the "you know what I'm saying," which was awesome.
Yes.
How did the second Monday Moment go? Were we successful?
It was successful. We even got the lady caller to mimic Matt's voice and would have called her a rat bastard. So she was like, "Here's a rat bastard."
Wow, that's awesome. Our listeners and callers are the best, man. That is awesome. That is really, really cool. Every Monday Moment, Jake gives away a pair of skicks on the air, on Target. All you got to do is make sure You listen to the Monday Moment each and every Monday here on the Roto Experts, because you never know what's coming, you never know what it's going to be. But if you call on target, you can win a free pair of skicks. So it's very, very cool. Corey, what's coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy?
It's Tuesday on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, so we take a slide back, look back at Week 11, let you know who the ones were in every position, get you ready to hit the waiver wire, we give out our game balls. So there's a lot going down on the Fantasy Football Frenzy.
And there you go. Of course, Fantasy Football Frenzy will be brought to you, will be followed by the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever. Myself, Frank Stanfill, Michael Florio, EY Eric Young. We'll have you there.
I've noticed a little dissension among the Best Friends Forever lately.
Really?
It's been a little ganging up. Like, Frank got ganged up the other day. They were ganging up on you a little.
I'm always ganged up on. That's why everyone at this
table.
That's
what friends do to each other.
That's why everyone at this table has received a direct message from me on Twitter. Just to prove I'm always ganged up on. Constantly.
It's a Did you ask EY about his battle scar yesterday?
We
that
did.
That was a nice one.
We did. We actually started the show with that, and he was just like, "Listen, you know, it's history. Like, I'm good. I feel good. I'm happy to be sitting down."
Kind of makes me want to hit Scott with a chair.
Yeah, EY got banged up.
Just not this chair. These chairs are very heavy.
No, folding chair.
Yeah. That's okay. Would you take a steel chair shot?
What's that?
Would you take a steel chair shot? I would take one at the back.
Yeah. What the heck?
I would take one at the back.
See? Scott's a man.
Yeah,
he's a man. I respect it.
Yeah,
100%.
There you go.
Red Heat.
He's
Rage.
A lot of talk.
Red Heat.
Corey
Rage
would ask somebody else to pick up the chair for him.
You can't hit the talent with a chair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't hit Greg with the chair. Yeah,
you can't hit the talent.
Love it.
Yeah.
Red Heat Rage follows the BFFs, and of course, Jake's on target 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. They'll be followed, of course, by Line Up Lock Live and the Fantasy Freestyle. That's your live schedule here today. And we have a show later on tonight after that. For Matt Modica, Wall Street, for the King, Scott Angle, and for the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson, Jake Seeley, the All-In Kid, my name is Greg Sussman. The Fantasy Football Frenzy comes your way next after a fantastic week. Get those waiver wire bids in. Do not forget, it's just because it's Week 12. And I have actually a theoretical question I'm going to ask you guys tomorrow. I'm excited about it. But you have to find out what it is then. Goodbye, everybody.